Here we start with our interviews with Emily Ritchie of Agate Acres. Thank you so much, Emily, for being with me by the phone this morning on KTWH.
Yes, good morning. Happy to be here.
Good morning. So, Emily, you and your partner Kyle Cook are owners of Agate Acres, and I heard about you through another friend and farmer, of which there are many up in the Clover Valley area. Do you want to just share with us a little bit about what got you started in our area farming, why you decided to do this, and how it's been?
Sure. So yes, our farm is called Agate Acres, and we are located right on the edge of Clover Valley, about 5 miles from Two Harbors, and we are a vegetable and cut flower farm. And so, yeah, we got started. I grew up on a small farm on the Iron Range, and a hobby farm of sorts, and have really kind of spent my post-college years working on a lot of farms in Minnesota and in New England. And, you know, so I've worked for the Food Farm and Round River Farm and the Wolf Ridge Farm up in Finland, Minnesota. So really dive deep into the world of agriculture for about the last 10 years. And about 5 years ago, I met Kyle, and he also had this interest for agriculture. And so him and I have been in this world together. We've only been had this farm. We moved here in November of 2020, so we haven't been here very long. And this is our first farm, you know, on soil that we own. We've farmed together on rented land previously, and I have worked for many, many farms as like an employee. So
yeah,
it's very exciting to be here.
I was going to say,
our own enterprise.
Yeah, what's the main? I mean, obviously, sort of the. Suddenly the responsibility is on you. How do you find, and yet it's your decisions too. Like, how did you find the transition from working on somebody else's land as a job essentially to really having your own property and your own dreams to be laid out in your farm?
Well, so the last, you know, for the last four or five, well, maybe not that many, two or three farm jobs that I've had, I've been the field manager or farm manager. So been doing a lot of that decision-making and, building of our, bolstering and building the business and things like that. So very comfortable in that space. And I've been an entrepreneur in other businesses as well. So comfortable with that sort of thing. But it's been amazing getting to know this piece of land and learn its, learn its ins and outs and where the water is and where it isn't and how the wind blows and that kind of thing. So that's mostly what our last, 18 months, 20 months here has been, is just observing and interacting and just learning this piece of land so that, you know, we can steward it well, as well as, you know, hopefully grow a lot of food to feed our community.
Do you work at the do you sell at farmers markets or a CSA, or are you still just working on your own food now, or how's that going?
So last summer, our first full summer here, we just grew food for ourselves, as well as like worked on a lot of infrastructural projects, like building a greenhouse and a hoop house, things like that, getting organized and ready. And then this year we have a CSA. So we have a 35-member CSA that serves from Two Harbors all the way up. We have a couple customers who live on the Gunflint Trail. So the whole North Shore area, which is very cool. Our CSA, we have five drops. So someone can, they can pick up at the farm, pick up in Two Harbors, in Beaver Bay, Tofty, and then we actually have a friend in Grand Marais who drives down to Tofty and brings some shares back up with her to Grand Marais, which is very cool. So at this moment, we're just doing the CSA. We've done a tiny bit of wholesale, selling to some local restaurants this season, and we have contemplated going to the Two Harbors Farmers Market. We, you know, this season is just so full.
I know. I was going to say, you
really
sound
gotten our
really
ducks in a row to get there.
You sound very busy. So, that's all takes a lot of work.
We would love to be there in the future because that market is awesome. So hopefully that is within our game plan.
How did you get your 35 members? How do people hear about you?
Yeah, that's a great question. So a lot of it was just you know, general marketing, putting up posters. We have an email list. We have a really strong Instagram account, which is just Agate Acres, if anybody wants to follow along. Mm-hmm. But then we also, it's been kind of an interesting path. So Kyle and I were farming at Round River Farm in Finland, Minnesota in 2019 with David and Lisa Abbas, and serving essentially a very similar community. And then the pandemic happened and Kyle and I weren't farming there anymore. So 2020 and 2021, actually a lot of those customers actually went and were served by Sarah at the Wolf Ridge Farm, and she held a CSA because Wolf Ridge was closed.
Yeah.
And the food needed someplace to go, right?
Right.
It wasn't feeding the school. And so, and then now that the Wolf Ridge School is back open, Round River is no longer doing their CSA. Sarah kind of passed those customers back to us. And so it's been kind of cool because we've been, you know, being able to offer this, you know, vegetable subscription service over this kind of weird time with the pandemic and everything through just like coordination and collaboration with, you know, North Shore farmers. So that's how that has come to be.
Yeah, it sounds like your Wolf Ridge connection has been invaluable.
Totally.
For making the transition, especially. And then how do you find, I mean, most people, when they want to start a farm, would not think of northern Minnesota. Obviously, you had experience there. You know that things can be grown and it's maybe a short season, but it doesn't mean we can't grow stuff. So how has it been as far as your soil and your season? What's growing well? And have you had any big disappointments?
Yeah, well, as we all know, having lived in northern Minnesota this spring, it was wet and cold and still is wet and cold. You know, it was like 50 degrees here the other night. And so this season has been tricky, but it has been teaching us a lot just because, you know, we're kind of a month behind with everything right now. Just because this is our first season, we had so much infrastructure stuff to do in the springtime, which we really, you know, got pushed back because of the weather. And then getting plants in the ground and then it's been so cool that things are just not growing very quickly.
Right.
It's growing. Things are growing well. Like we have this property that we're on is an old dairy farm. So we've got some classic Clover Valley clay about 18 inches down, 2 feet down. But on top, we're really lucky to have some loam and, you know, and that's been, it's been very supportive for all of our
important
little plants, and they're growing very well. They're just a little bit behind, but which meant that we had to push our CSA 1 week back. But, you know, our customers are very on board and understanding and, you know, have lived in the same spring that we have. So things are going good. They're growing, just slower than usual. We'll see how that turns out with the end of the season. The last couple falls, we've had these nice, long, warm falls. And if that happens again, that will be very advantageous for us.
Yes. And I think the whole idea being that the CSA participants, you know, share some of the risk of, so when it's a really good year, it's a really good year. And when it's a slow year or a smaller year, that we all sort of all pay equally for that rather than having the entire risk be on the farmer. So I love the CSA model myself.
Yeah, and it's so helpful, especially with like a beginning farm, you know, to just help bolster us in the beginning and kind of capitalize some things. Really enables us to get off the ground, which is really lovely.
Right. I'm so glad you've been able to successfully get your customers and are moving ahead. We are out of time already, Emily, but I want to make sure there's nothing that I haven't asked you that you want to make sure to get out there. Maybe your website, any way to contact you?
Yeah. So our website is just agateacres.com. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook. And we will, you know, be having our CSA again next season. We're also going to be hosting farm events. So we have some farm dinners coming up at the end of August and September. So keep an eye out for those, catered by Baptism River Barbecue, which will be delicious, as well as we hope to host other events in the future too. So like weddings and things like that. So lots of food. We want to host events for folks, and we're just really stoked and grateful to be a part of the Two Harbors community.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Emily, for being with us. And thanks for putting your energy into the land around here. It's really going to help us all in the end.
Yes.
All right. You take care. Till next time.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Have a good day.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
That was Emily Ritchie of Agate Acres Farm.